Good morning. If you can open your Bibles this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And I titled this, Consider the Servant and the Steward. So the Corinthians have been fractured, so to speak, or fractionalized as they were exalting certain leaders in the church, following them to the point of causing the church to stumble in divisiveness. Paul, through different metaphors, kept bringing the Corinthians' focus back to Christ. He talked about the field, where the field was the Corinthian church, where Paul planted and Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Thus, the Corinthian church should focus on Christ, not the workers. Talked about the foundation, Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, and we align and build the foundation based on the gospel, not individual men. Talked about the church, the temple of God, possibly reminding the Corinthians that the church is the temple, thus they need to focus on Christ, not the different leaders as they built on the foundation. They need to stop tearing up the wheat in the field and improperly laying the foundation with their divisiveness. Paul said in verse 17 of chapter 3, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Therefore, Paul directed them to let no one boast in men, because all things are yours. If you are in Christ, you have the promises, adopted joint heirs with the Son. So he finished stating, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Read through these verses. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praises will come from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this day and again the ability to meet here, Father. I do ask you just to bless this business and the people in it. Be with them, Father. Protect them. And Lord, as we go through your word today, Father, and one of the things I just think of is the faithfulness we're going to talk about, Lord. And I would ask, Father, that our hearts would be open, that we would look at ourselves, and that, Father, we would be faithful to you. We thank you for everything you do. Be with us as we go through this and bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. So let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. A servant, one who works with their hands, aiding another, or an under rower, subordinate rower. Remember the old movies, the galleys, and the guys rowing the boats in the bottom. These were the guys that were handling the oars, usually chained to the oars, and there would be a master who would provide or call the order for them to row, which side to row, and he'd give them the orders and set the cadence. So Paul uses that particular Greek word here. We are the under rowers of Christ. We're down on that bottom level. We're just pulling the oars at the command of Christ. Humble servants. But servants of Christ and stewards. Stewards were the ones who were in charge of the master's household goods. He was the one who organized the affairs of the household. He bought the necessities for the household. He was entrusted with the belongings of the master. Though he was still himself a servant, he oversaw the master's household. We saw Joseph. He was a steward. He was sold to the Ishmaelites, and in turn then sold in Egypt to Potiphar, who was an officer of the Pharaoh. Joseph had found grace in his sight and served him, and he made him overseer of his house. And all that he had put into it, he gave to him to handle. He got in trouble, but that is a different story. But we see the picture here of a lowly steward entrusted with the mysteries of God. The mysteries of God, which the prophets spoke of and would never see in their lifetime. Speaking of Jesus Christ's birth, death, and resurrection, the teaching that those who come to God by faith in Christ and his death for sin on the cross, that we can receive salvation. This mystery that Paul brought out can only be understood by those who receive this revelation from God through the Holy Spirit. He mentioned this in chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they have known, they would not have crucified.